This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
My commentary 10 weeks ago on classified documents focused on the government's problem of overclassification. The U.S. government creates approximately 50 million classified documents each year. One expert I cited explained that there are very high penalties for underclassifying or mishandling classified information. Thus, the default has become, when in doubt, classify it. We now have discovered another problem. Too many people have access to classified information. The most recent illustration of that was the arrest of a newly minted 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guard. He was relatively inexperienced in the military and yet had access to highly classified military information. When the president was asked about the documents that have now surfaced, he didn't seem too concerned, since he argued that there's nothing contemporaneous that I'm aware of that is of great consequence. Either he was lying or does not understand the consequence of what has rightly been compared to the Pentagon Papers or the NSA leaks by Edward Snowden. The difference is the leaker this time was not a whistleblower. There wasn't any evidence of coercion or blackmail. He was just trying to impress some of his friends. The leaks document that the Ukrainians are about to run out of air defense missiles. The U.S. intelligence agencies have penetrated Russian intelligence agencies. That China proved lethal aid to Russia, and that Egypt is producing rockets to be shipped to Russia. Even more devastating was the revelation that these leaks of classified information came from nearly every major U.S. intelligence agency. That would include the NSA, CIA, along with several agencies you probably have never heard anything about. It is time for members of Congress to ask, can't you keep anything secret? It's time to limit the number of people looking at classified information. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.